WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win, Daily Pep Talks. Today's going to be a good one, folks. We're diving into something super important, setting healthy boundaries in relationships. You know, there's invisible lines we draw that protect our well-being, our sanity, and yeah, even our happiness. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? Or maybe you find yourself saying yes when you really want to say no? That, my friends, is a boundary issue waiting to happen. We're going to talk about how to spot these boundaries, why they matter so much, and most importantly, how to set them with confidence and grace. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries sounds kinda rigid, kinda cold. Trust me, it's not about shutting people out or becoming a lone wolf. It's about creating space for healthy connection, mutual respect, and ultimately, deeper happiness in your relationships. Think of it like these boundaries are the fences around your emotional garden. They protect your beautiful flowers from getting trampled by unwelcome visitors, pests, or even those overly enthusiastic squirrels. So, what are some key takeaways we're going to unpack today? First off, recognizing your needs is crucial. Before you can set a boundary, you got to know what you need to feel safe, respected, and fulfilled. What trains you? What energizes you? What values are non-negotiable for you in relationships? Stop paying attention to those little whispers, they're telling you something important. Next up, communication is key, folks. It might seem obvious, but clearly expressing your boundaries, both verbally and through actions, is essential. Don't be afraid to say no when you need to, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Remember, a gentle but firm, I appreciate that offer, but I need some time for myself right now is way better than letting resentment build up inside. Third, be prepared for pushback. Not everyone will react positively to your boundaries, and that's okay. Some people might try to guilt trip you, make excuses, or even get angry. Remember, their reaction is more about them than it is about you. Stay true to your needs, and don't let others pressure you into compromising your well-being. Fourth, boundaries aren't static, they evolve. As we grow and change, our needs shift too. So, be flexible and willing to adjust your boundaries as necessary. Review them regularly and make sure they still serve you. And finally, remember self-compassion is key. Setting boundaries takes courage and practice. Be kind to yourself when you stumble, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a super caring friend who always puts others first. She's constantly lending an ear, offering advice, and running errands for people, even if it means neglecting her own needs and well-being. One day, she realizes she's exhausted, burnt out, and resenting the constant demands on her time and energy. That's when she starts setting boundaries. She learns to say no more often, delegates tasks, and prioritizes self-care activities. Slowly but surely, Sarah rediscovers her own joy, finds more balance in her life, and builds stronger, healthier relationships because she's prioritizing her own well-being. So, what are the key takeaways we can grab onto today? First, know your needs, those little whispers are trying to tell you something. Second, communicate clearly and confidently, don't be afraid to say no when necessary. Third, brace yourself for pushback, it's more about them than it is about you. Fourth, remember that boundaries aren't set in stone, they evolve as we grow. And finally, practice self-compassion, it takes courage and time. Alright, folks, today's pep talk is ending, but the real work starts now. Think about those relationships where you could use a little more boundary setting magic. Start small, maybe say no to an extra commitment this week or carve out some time for yourself each day. You got this. And remember, every little step you take towards creating healthy boundaries is a victory. Keep shining, keep winning, and I'll catch you bright and early tomorrow with another dose of Wake Up and Win.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.